From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. July was the deadliest month for American forces in Afghanistan since the fall of 2001, when the U.S. invaded to oust the Taliban government. More than 40 Americans lost their lives. The dead include active duty and National Guard troops, Marines, soldiers, sailors, and airmen. The average age was in the mid-20s. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
The death toll reflects the increased number of American troops, including thousands of Marines who recently streamed into Helmand Province, a Taliban stronghold in southern Afghanistan. Another reason for the higher casualties? The Americans are heading to places where there have been few Afghan or foreign forces in the past several years, places where the Taliban are dug in and well supplied. More than half of the Americans who died were killed by roadside bombs. Officers say that's the greatest threat now, and those roadside bombings will only increase in the coming months, they say, as Taliban fighters target American patrols and supply convoys. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
The latest death came today in southern Afghanistan. Officials say a U.S. soldier was killed by insurgent fire, bringing to 42 the number of U.S. forces killed this month. The House Energy and Commerce Committee continues work on a plan to overhaul the nation's health care system. Chairman Henry Waxman hopes to complete work today. Last night, the panel rejected an amendment that would have specified that any legislation could not require that abortion be covered, except in limited cases. The same amendment had been approved by the committee 2 hours earlier, but it failed in a second vote. The full House is expected to vote on the health care package in the fall, after the summer recess. On the other side of the Capitol, Democratic and Republican negotiators say they need more time to come up with a plan to present to the Senate Finance Committee. A Cambridge police sergeant and a Harvard professor involved in a hot-button racial controversy say they've agreed to look forward, not backward. They spoke after sharing a Rose Garden beer last night with President Obama. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Police Sergeant Jim Crowley and Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. smiled and gestured as they drank their beers, in camera range but out of earshot of a gaggle of White House reporters. The mood seemed a lot friendlier than the last time they'd met, when the white sergeant arrested the black professor for disorderly conduct at his Cambridge home. The incident sparked a national debate over race and law enforcement. Crowley said the two men didn't dwell on that arrest.
Two gentlemen agree to disagree on a particular issue. I don't think that we spent too much time dwelling on the past. We spent a lot of time discussing the future.
They've agreed to keep talking, and Gates says he hopes the experience will prove educational. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The Commerce Department is to release this morning its latest figures on the gross domestic product. Many analysts are predicting the economy shrank in the second quarter of the year at a rate of 1.5%. This is NPR News. Fire officials in Bryan, Texas, say a fire at a chemical plant is now under control. The blaze erupted yesterday at the El Dorado Chemical Company, about 100 miles north of Houston. It prompted the evacuation of parts of the city and Texas A&M University. Classes are to resume today. The plant blends and packages fertilizer and other chemicals, including ammonium nitrate used to make explosives. The astronauts aboard Space Shuttle Endeavour are preparing for landing this morning at the Kennedy Space Center. The crew wrapped up 2 weeks of work while the shuttle was docked at the International Space Station. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
NASA is optimistic about the weather for today's planned landing attempt. Forecasters still expect a 30% chance of bad conditions, which could delay the touchdown, possibly into Saturday. Astronaut Dave Wolf has been in space 4 times, including a long-duration trip aboard the Russian space station Mir. He says it was great watching his 4 rookie crewmates on their first mission.
I guess when you get a little further down in your career here, that becomes as important as the spectacular views and the flying itself.
The Endeavour crew finished construction on the Japanese Kibo lab aboard the International Space Station. Spacewalkers also swapped out batteries on the outpost solar panels. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
The government is halting, at least for now, its Cash for Clunkers program. It was too successful. The government provided rebates as much as $4,500 to people who traded in their old gas guzzlers for more fuel-efficient cars. The idea was to give a boost to struggling domestic automakers. But the $1 million allocated for the program is almost exhausted. A Transportation Department official says there's an effort underway to keep the program going. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.